Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. We are here to do a super quick 30-minute Q&A about the Thought Bootcamp course. So as you are coming in, go ahead and put any questions you have in the Q&A at the bottom of the screen. And we will see what you guys are learning. I'm super curious to see if you have listened to the course, what you might be picking up from the course. I love this course. Will there be more cursing tonight? Well, I will probably have to say one curse word or two, but it will depend on whether or not you guys give me any questions, right? I'm trying to get my notes here. Together. So I don't see, oh good, we have a Q&A. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over a few little key points, and then while you guys are putting your questions in the Q&A, I'll speak for just a few minutes, and then we'll get to the questions, okay? All right, so Thought Bootcamp. I love this program. I listened to it from start to finish this morning again, and I just think it's such good stuff. It really, really shows us, without getting all sciencey, which I love the science too, but it really shows us how our brains work. We have these overarching beliefs, right? These stories that we tell ourselves so many times that are true, that we think are true. Those stories like, I'm not good enough. I'll never get this. I'll never keep my weight off. I'll never figure this out. Things that are just these overarching beliefs. And then what happens is we have these little thought babies that come in throughout the day that seem harmless. They're just little, you know, little baby thoughts that pop in throughout the day that seem harmless that actually are proving our belief true. And Corinne goes through this, A Day in the Life of Old Shitty. She goes through this in video 3, how it shows up. With one mama saying, you know, I'm not good enough. And everything that happens throughout the day, she has a crappy thought about, an old shitty thought baby about, that proves her thought true. The good news is, this is how our brains work. They're working normally, right? When you have a belief, whether it's a belief that you want to continue to have, or a belief that you don't want to continue to have, your brain goes to work all day long. Thinking, trying to prove that it's true. I watched my brain do this weekend. So on Saturday, I don't remember what day, I pretty much stood up for myself with somebody. Okay. I spoke confidently, you know, I just put on my, you know, I'm a badass hat, and I did all the things, and I felt good, and I felt confident. And I went to bed. Slept on it, got up the next day, filled with regret, filled with, oh my gosh, did I say the wrong thing? Did I do the wrong thing? See, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have, all the things, all the little thought babies came in to prove back to myself this old story that, you know, you're really not that great. You're really not that important. You're really never going to get this, that old story that I have in my head. So what I did was I recognized the cycle because of this whole Thought Bootcamp thing. I recognized the cycle. I said, oh, this is what I do. I show up as Coach Kathy, you know, mom, super mom, grandma, you know, nana and all the things. And then I second guess myself. So I thought, now that I'm seeing the cycle, let's do this. Let's get out my journal and go back to yesterday when I was feeling really good and confident and proud and figure out why I was feeling good and confident and proud. What was I thinking? Because that's what I want to think intentionally today when the regret, the second guessing, and all that crap comes in. So that's the redirect part. And I thought, this is too cool. This is super cool. I'm so glad she did this course because I'm learning so much from it. Okay, so I just wanted to give you a little bit of my own personal experience as we as we get started here, because I watched myself in this cycle and I thought, not anymore. I don't have any excuses to stay in the dirty diaper with all the old shitties, all the thought babies, because now I have this knowledge that I can redirect. I can figure out how to redirect. I can decide what I want to think instead. So you too now have the knowledge. All right, let's see what the Q&A says. What have we got here? Sometimes I don't feel better even after creating ladder thoughts. Does that mean I haven't found the right ladder thought? Not necessarily. Just because you create a ladder thought doesn't necessarily mean it's going to feel real to you right off. It's something that you're going to want to practice. So let's say my thought was, I shouldn't have said that. When I notice myself thinking that, I might use the opener, I notice myself thinking, I shouldn't have said that. That doesn't feel great, but it doesn't feel as bad. It gives that initial thought a little wiggle room, okay? So I see that I'm thinking, or I'm open to believing, or any of those little openers or closers that you use on the thought ladder. Just give that initial thought, that old shitty, a little wiggle room for you to start wiggling it out, for you to start changing it. It's not going to be the magic pill that automatically makes you feel better. It's going to give you something new to practice while you're figuring out how you want to think. Does that help, Jennifer? You can tell me in the chat if that helped. Can you give any more suggestions how to identify those old shitty thoughts? They are so sneaky. Yes, they are sneaky. In fact, we were podcasting today, a little, not really about this, but about thinking and about those sneaky little subtly aggressive thoughts that we have sometimes. You just have to be on to yourself, Marla. I gotta get my bifocal straight. You just gotta be on to yourself. And the easiest way to be on to yourself about them is to journal. Okay? Journaling, writing them down, doing a thought download so that you can find your thought babies is the key to doing it, in my mind. That's why we asked you guys to do 30 days of journal prompts. Because if you're writing these things down, you are slowing your brain down long enough so that you can actually see what you're thinking. You can read what you're thinking. So that is my best advice for finding the old shitties, the thought babies. Okay? That's my best advice. So I hope that helped. Jenna, I've noticed I'm starting to automatically pause and come up with what my positive thoughts and actions should be, but I don't always act on it. I still choose the negative thought or action I eat. Now that I'm recognizing, how do I start doing? Well, the first step in anything, Jenna, is awareness. You have to see what you're thinking in order to change your thinking and inevitably to take it through the think, feel, do cycle and change your actions. Okay? So just that you're seeing your thinking is so, so important. All right? So what you'll want to do if you're not latching on to that new thought, is that you'll want to do a ladder thought first. And I do have my journal here. I would actually use the journal page of your planner, and I would say, I currently think, and I could think, and I would go ahead and tell myself, this is what, if I change it just a little bit with the laddering techniques, then I'll feel just a little bit better, whatever the little bit better feeling is, and I would do these things. You just start practicing that way. You start practicing the new thoughts, and you start visualizing how they feel differently and how you'll act differently. Okay, it's a process, y'all. We're giving you tools that are going to take you a little bit of time to use. That's why we've asked you to do it for 30 days. Do 30 days of journal prompts. Okay? I've discovered after listening this week that I'm creating my feeling of tired. Oh my gosh, I do that too. So often at the end of the night, I have been overeating. My most common phrase is, I'm just done. No wonder I'm dreading the evening, right? I've been beating myself up all day. I have 31 pounds to hit Century Club. Oh my gosh, that's great. And I'm working to solve this. Any tips? So, Daphne, this is a great question. I have done this myself too. I wake up going, I'm so tired. And then it's like when you tell yourself that all day long, you manifest tired, right? Your brain says, oh, we keep telling ourselves we're tired. We must be tired, right? So I've banned that word from my vocabulary. I don't say I'm tired anymore unless it's bedtime. I mean, seriously. And that's a hack I use with myself because I know if I say I'm tired, my brain will go, oh, tired. Okay, let's go to sleep or let's rest or let's, you know, stop thinking or whatever it is. So I don't use the word tired anymore unless it's bedtime or close to bedtime. So for you, what I would do is I would watch this I'm just done thought and go, huh, there it is. There it is. There's I'm just done. I'm not just done because I still have work or because it's not time to eat or whatever. So maybe you should say to yourself when you hear I'm just done or you hear it coming out of your head, out of your mouth, say, wait a minute, I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished taking care of myself. I'm not ready for bed. I'm okay. Right. So just give yourself a little bitty wiggle room to wiggle out of that thought. PJ says, looking for tips for listening for those thought babies. It's a new skill for me and I need to get good at it. I think I just answered that, right? Journaling is a great tip. Just listen to yourself. Picture yourself on your shoulder watching yourself think. You know, when you start to, here's the other thing you can do. When you start to feel icky, right? Like insecure, you know, just not like angry, frustrated, upset, but your stomach starts to turn a little bit. You feel a little icky, you feel a little uncertain, a little insecure. Just take a pause and say, all right, what's going on right now in my brain? What am I telling myself that has given me this uncertainty, this little icky feeling? And catch the thought that way. Because when you ask yourself, why am I feeling icky or uncertain or something like that? Then the answer is going to be a thought. So for me, when I was talking about the day after I slept, when I woke up with regret, I said, what's going on here? Why do I feel this, you know, why do I feel insecure and regret? And it was because my brain was telling me, you shouldn't have done that. You're supposed to be the nice one. You're supposed to just, you know, you're not supposed to stand up for yourself. And I was like, there it is. That's the BS that I tell myself that doesn't belong here, right? Because I'm trying to, I can still show up for myself and be nice, right? Sometimes what our brain throws at us is not the truth. And if I could gift you all anything tonight, it would be the understanding that just because you think a thought doesn't make it the truth. Your brain is not always on tap. It's not always telling you what it is you really want to act on. It's sneaky, y'all. It's these sneaky little things that we tell ourselves, that we've told ourselves for so long, that just aren't true. You know, sometimes you have to just separate. You know, ask yourself, is that something that's really true? Is that something I really want to spend time thinking about, time and mental energy thinking about and feeling? All right. Should I try to write each one down throughout the day? How many are reasonable to actually write down in a day? You know what, Kristen? What I would do is I would pick the most active ones, maybe the top, three or four that come in that you hear the most often. And the more I tell y'all, the more you listen to yourselves think, the more you're going to catch the stuff that's going on in your head, right? So listen to yourself, talk to yourself, and be aware of some of those things that you say over and over, kind of like, I shouldn't have done that, or I don't know. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have eaten that. You know, whatever it is, many times it's going to be a should or a need. I need to work harder. Well, do you? Is that really true? You see what I'm saying? Sometimes it has a just in it. Sometimes it's, I just need to be, you know, faster. Well, do you? Do you really need to be faster, or do you just need to do your work? You see what I'm saying? Watch for what you tell yourself. Who's next? Lee. My camp is about how I feel when I meet my goal weight and what I can do now to start feeling that way now. I'm doing mirror work this month with 25 or so from the tribe too. Oh, awesome. Mirror work is great. And big ass action this month too. Pretty much all of August is my self-image month. Beautiful. I wrote a list of my shitty thinking beliefs about me now, and it's long. Should I TDL and model on each one? I would take one at a time. Seriously. If you have this super long list of things that you tell yourself, remember, think about it this way. You have this belief that's the umbrella, okay? It's the granddaddy thought. And then underneath the umbrella, you have all these little thought baby raindrops, okay? The thought baby raindrops are the easiest ones to turn. So if you think back to the Day in the Life of Old Shitty lesson, where she talks about the mom who gets up to fix her kids' eggs for breakfast, and she opens the refrigerator and there's no eggs. And she says, I'm such a loser, or whatever. I'm a terrible mom, whatever she says. Instead, she could say, no, wait, I'm not a terrible mom. I'm fixing my kids' breakfast. I'll just put them on the list. See, it's those little bitty thought babies are the easiest ones to redirect. It's the overarching belief that comes along for the ride once you start working on the thought babies. Because once you start redirecting, showing your brain that not everything you think is true, that you can redirect the thought babies, it starts to change the belief. Okay, it starts to go to work, that secondary work on the belief. Okay, so I would attack the thought babies. Really, that's what I would do. All right. Laura says, I feel like I lost my first 60 pounds backwards. I powered through with positive thoughts, and now I'm left with my crappy beliefs that I ignored and avoided about getting to goal weight. This is why I yo-yo when it comes to getting into my 160s. One now. What now? So what is your belief? I won't get below 160s? So identify specifically what the belief is. Then give yourself all the reasons why that belief is there. Those are the thought babies. Okay? So the overarching belief is, I won't lose the 160s. I won't lose past the 160s. Or I'll never make it to goal weight. And then everything that you think about that, every little thing that happens, like, see, I just, you know, overate. I'll never make it to the 160s. See? I was an exerciser, now my foot hurts, I'll never make it to the 160s. Whatever it is, all those little things, those are the ones you turn, okay? And when you turn those with the big umbrella in mind, you start to create evidence that maybe the umbrella thought is not true. Maybe the overarching belief thought is not true. I've never been one to engage in negative self-talk, lots of therapy, but I still have a weight problem, and am I missing something? Not necessarily, Penny, but what you'll want to do is you'll want to really work on why you overeat. Are you overeating because you're happy? So my husband, he is the epitome of the joyful overeat person. He doesn't, he gets mad, he doesn't eat. He gets stressed out, he doesn't eat. But if he is like loving his food, if he's at a restaurant and they bring him the biggest burrito on the menu, he's going to eat the whole thing because he loves his food because he's so happy. So most of the time, You're eating in response to an emotion, whether it's stressed or angry or upset or tired or lonely. He eats because he's happy. He eats because he loves his food. So look at the reasons you overeat. If it's not negative self-talk, it's just another reason. Find those reasons. Okay? I feel like I'm doing well thinking positive thoughts, but I feel like negative thoughts are happening throughout the day, but I'm not noticing them. I really want to acknowledge them so I can work on changing them. Any suggestions for paying attention to thoughts throughout the day? What I would do is I would notice how I'm feeling. If you're not paying attention to thoughts, you may be paying attention to feeling. So if it's throughout the day and you're feeling, I don't know, stressed or frustrated, just take a pause. Maybe when you go to the bathroom, maybe when you're getting a drink of water, and say, okay, what am I feeling right now? And why am I feeling that feeling? Because that's going to tell you what the thoughts are. Okay? For some people, it's easier to zone in on the feelings. That's how I am. If I don't know what to journal for the morning, you know, in the morning, I will say, okay, what am I feeling right now? I'm feeling content. Well, why am I feeling content? And the answer will be a bunch of thoughts that create content. So try that. Jennifer wants to know, how often should we complete the thought ladder? I did a belief and the thought babies on Sunday. Well, it depends on how many thoughts you want to level up. You know, if you have an overarching belief that has, oh, I don't know, 10 or 12 thought babies, you'll want to work on those thought babies one at a time. Okay, and you'll ladder up those thought babies and then you'll work on the belief. When you notice yourself getting irritable and are aware of the thought that led to irritable, but decide to keep the feeling, what does that look like? Does it show up in the action line when you choose to keep the negative feeling? Well, that depends. You can choose to keep the negative feeling and see what actions come because of the feeling. Sometimes you can feel a feeling and not act. Right? Maybe you just want to be mad today. Maybe you just want to be irritated with your partner, with your kids, or whatever. And you just go feel irritated. And that's okay. I mean, it's up to you to decide whether or not to keep the feeling. If you're not sabotaging yourself with food because you're irritated or because you're feeling something, and you're just allowing the feeling to be there, there's nothing wrong with that at all. That's fine. If you're irritated at the same time every day because of the same thought, and you're getting tired of that, you might want to look at it. It's very individual. It kind of depends on what it is, you know, what your goal is with that feeling, what you want to do with that feeling. So I hope that helps, Kristen. Can you give a more concrete example of a ladder thought? Yes. I might think, I don't know, you might think my boss is a jackass, okay? The latter thought would be, sometimes I think my boss is a jackass. Or my boss is a jackass, and that sometimes I thought I think. I am noticing I'm thinking that my boss is a jackass. There's a bunch of them in your planner. At the very beginning, called New Thoughts to Think, you might say, I'm in the process of thinking something different than my boss is a jackass. I'm willing to believe my boss is not a jackass. Someday I will believe my boss is not a jackass. You see how it wiggles that thought every time? So use these New Thoughts to Think. There's a bunch of them right in the front of your planner. I mean, seriously, it's like the second page. It's the page right after the welcome page. A lot of good ways to ladder thoughts there. There's also, Jill, in the Thought Boot Camp course, there is a worksheet that has examples of laddering thoughts. All right, 5 more minutes. Let me power through these. I've been watching my mind today, and my thought babies were all around how exhausting work is and how it's such a dumb job. I'm wasting my time. It's not fair. It's totally depleting, and I definitely just want relief after work. I was working on shifting, but it felt like a battle, and there were so many negative thoughts, especially as the day wore on. Any thoughts about where to go with this? Thank you. I would write them down and take them one at a time and start putting them using the ladder technique with them. So your thought, I'm wasting my time. Sometimes I think I'm wasting my time. It's not fair. I've decided to come to work today, so I've signed up for this job. It's fair. It's such a dumb job. Well, I'm noticing that I'm thinking again that it's a dumb job, but it gets me a paycheck. That's the kind of stuff I would work on with those kinds of thoughts. Just give yourself a little wiggle room. I found that I have shitty thoughts at work all day long. Like, this is hard. This is stressful. I don't know if I can do this. I came home exhausted and grumpy. I think I just answered something exactly like this. I now realize these are thought babies and have leveled up my thinking. I feel so much better. Beautiful. Susan, beautiful. I've been thinking I can't stop eating to scan my body when I'm practicing the Kathy method, and I start to eat faster. That's a thought baby thought. Yeah. I can't stop eating to scan my body when I'm practicing the Kathy method. As probably a thought baby, for I'll never find my plus two. If I had to bet. The thought that keeps coming up for me is, I'm not good enough. What can I replace that with? Sapphire, what I would do is, that might be a belief. So I would look throughout your day at how you what you think that reinforces that belief, because those will be your thought babies. And those will be the things that you'll want to work on. So listen to video 3, A Day in the Life of Old Shitty, and you'll see how I'm not good enough is probably the belief based on the examples. Kryn gives two examples in that video. I've tried to recognize my thought babies. Can I call them all old habit thoughts? Sure. I just never can think of in the moment. I just never can think of them in the moment I'm having an urge. I try journaling, but even then, I cannot think of them. I can't. Okay. Laura, here's what you do. Well, you listen to Practice Versus Do. I'm assuming you have listened to, just listen to all the videos. Okay. The last one is called Practice Versus Do. It's going to give you some ways to practice the new thoughts at the times that you really want to use them. Okay, it might be putting sticky notes all over your house. It might be recording your own voice on your phone as an alarm or a reminder. It could be anything like that. There's also a resource in the Thought Bootcamp course that has Practice Versus Do. So practice is basically like, if you think about, if you're in the orchestra. Okay, you sit at home and you practice your piece. That's practice. You go to showtime, to the concert. That's do. So you have to do your reps. You have to get it all down. You have to figure it out. And then you put it to work. I massively engage in tiny negative self-talk and hardly notice it. So natural. It's as if it's a C. How do I tackle it? Look for it. Write it down. Tell yourself it's not a C. It's just how I talk to myself, and this is not how I want to talk to myself anymore. Start using your ladder techniques to wiggle out of it. Is the process for finding our underlying beliefs the same as finding our thought babies, struggling to differentiate between the two at times? So the belief is the story that you tell yourself over and over so much that it feels true. The thought babies are the evidence that you create throughout the day, the evidence thoughts that you create throughout the day that support the belief. Okay? So I would listen again to video number 2 that talks about the think, feel, do cycle and thought babies. And then follow that up with video number 3, A Day in the Life of Old Shitty. Because if you put those two together again and you think about how she talks about the belief, she uses what does she say? Hang on. I even took a note Thought babies aren't always true. Old shitty is the thought babies, and your brain is acting normally. The belief is what your core story is about yourself, and the thought babies are the little pieces of evidence that come in after it. I hope that helps. All right, 30 minutes. I got through the questions. I hope you are loving the course. Coach Judith is on next week for 30 minutes of Q&A about the course, about the thought babies and the beliefs. I hope this was helpful. I hope this was helpful. It was super fun for me. So you guys enjoy, do the work, do all your prompts, ask questions and ask coaches. Come back here next Tuesday at 5 for Coach Judith and all the questions. Don't forget, if you're listening, Corinne is coaching tomorrow at noon, new call for teachers. Wednesday, August 5th at noon for teachers, special call. Then office hours with the coaches, Thursday, 5 p.m. I think it's Coach Betsy this week. And then Friday at noon, Corinne Facebook Live about virtual camp. See you guys. Have a great rest of your night. Bye-bye.